Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. On June 23rd, the Senate Agriculture Committee released texts for their version of the 2026 Farm Bill, expected to be marked up in July. Key takeaways in the Senate version include the Livestock Indemnity Program, which would be expanded to cover losses of unweaned livestock, establish weight categories for more accurate compensation, and clarify documentation requirement for claims. It directs USDA to report on its readiness to support livestock producers and poultry growers facing economic losses during a foreign animal disease outbreak. It allows livestock markets to invest in certain meat packers to support local and regional processing. And it directs USDA to carry out a study on the production and marketing of livestock. This version comes after the April 30th House of Representatives passed its version of the 2026 Farm Bill, the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026, with bipartisan support. The 2026 North Dakota Junior Beef Expo kicks off this weekend, June 27th and 28th, in Watford City at the McKenzie County Egg Expo building. The Junior Beef Expo is a multi-breed junior field day. Late entries are being taken for an additional $10 per head, but t-shirts will not be guaranteed for those who enter late. The North Dakota Junior Beef Expo will feature breeding heifer and market shows, showmanship contests, and networking opportunities. Youth will learn to compete and develop friendships with others who are interested in the beef industry. A link to the entry website, rules, and other information can be found at www.ndstockman.org or on the North Dakota Junior Beef Expo Facebook page. If you have questions, contact our office at 701-223-2522. Farmers, ranchers, and all landowners should be aware of a key deadline that is approaching quickly, July 1st, 2026. This date serves as the cutoff for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's electronic posting system. Electronic posting allows landowners to designate land as posted via a digital database. For these digital designations to be legal and visible on official department maps for the 2026 season, they must be registered through the department's self-service portal by the July 1st deadline. And new this year, landowners do have the option to electronically post their land from August 1st to July 30th, which is the entire season, August 1st to November 22nd, which is through deer gun season, or only during deer gun season, which is November 6th through the 22nd. The traditional physical signs remain a legal method for posting land. The electronic system offers a modernized alternative design to reduce maintenance and increase transparency. Physical signs are often subject to weathering, fading, or being displaced. The digital system, hosted by the North Dakota Game and Fish, provides a centralized record that is accessible to the landowners. For 97 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.